This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, friends, we have much to cover within the hour allotted. With that said, going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I wanted to highlight a couple things to make the American people know the facts of the matter concerning the economy. And it's interesting, friends, because we're told that all thumbs up on the economy, green lights, everything's going the right direction, it's the best economy. You know, we keep hearing this from Donald Trump, it's the best economy, it's sensational, and there's never been a better economy. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, $2 trillion more in debt under this new administration. With that said, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the feds admit massive number of people are... I'm sorry, folks. I'm on the wrong topic there. I'm highlighting the economy, and Mark Slavo just wrote concerning the economy, how bad it is. And how the feds just admitted, you know what, that is right. What am I thinking of? Feds admits, that's the headline, massive number of people not working, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It seems like the news for the economy is always bleak and it's constantly getting worse, but we're not being told that from the administration. A YouTube channel titled The Money GPS has created a video detailing the admittance by the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central's United States Central Bank, that has a massive number of people that are not working, contrary to what you're being told by this administration and the CIA. CIA-controlled mainstream media. According to the video, the U.S. economy is in a real crisis, and it will only get worse. Friends, when you get some time, please do check that out, because there's much on the topic. Mark Slavo wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com, feds admit massive number of people not working. Again, what you're being told and what's actually happening are two different stories. The CIA-controlled media is lying to you, and so is this administration. I also wanted to let you know, Fox News, for all of you that are sold out to Fox News as if they're the savior when it comes to the lies that are being told through the fake news outlets. Keep in mind, Fox News, you know, their slogan used to be, "We report, you decide," when in fact it should be rightly called, "We decide on what we report." Now, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose, friends, that Fox condemns Pirro for asking if Ilhan Omar is pro-Sharia. Why would that be a problem? Well, when you're trying to tear down a country, its sovereignty, its borders, and give it over to those that mean to conquer you, well, then you defend those that you mean to give it over to. And that's exactly what's happening here. Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, he is part owner of Fox News. Just thought you might want to know that. I'll say his name again. Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, he said, "A strong American government is not good for us." He is part owner of Fox News. So if you're trying to figure out why Fox may be condemning Pirro for asking if Ilhan Omar is pro-Sharia. There then is your answer concerning why the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, is trying to condemn Pirro for telling you the truth in this particular case. Also wanted to let you know, John Whitehead on sonsoflibertymedia.com, lead counsel for Rutherford Institute, just wrote an article, Pity the Nation, War Spending is Bankrupting America. In other words, your tax dollars are going to that of the military-industrial complex to continuously create wars, which were forecasted, by the way, many, many years ago, as a matter of fact, right after September 11th, by General Wesley Clark. You can watch the video. He highlights the nations that they mean to take down. He said, we have the strongest military in the world, and that's why we do this, and this is what we can do with a military like that. He said, I've played this on the radio for you in the past, but it is for you, America, to take the time and read what's going on with your ears, if you like, or if you'd like to see with your eyes the things that General Wesley Clark has had to say about the up-and-coming wars he told you many years ago. Again, John Whitehead talking of the pity of the nation, war spending is bankrupting America. It goes on, pity the nation whose people are sheep, whose shepherds mislead them. Pity the nation whose leaders are liars. Pity the nation that raises not its voice except to praise their conquerors and acclaim the bully as a hero and aims to rule the world, a one-world government, right? 148 countries have military presence in the United throughout the globe, American military presence in their country, and I believe there's 196 countries on this globe. This has been going on under the guise of war. Our government has been lying to the American people, using the blood of their sons and their daughters to fight unconstitutional war, to establish none other than a new world order, that which has been told to the American people and forewarned to the American people thousands and thousands and literally tens of thousands of times since the 1950s. And they believe the media that doesn't know how to tell the truth, because the media reported to them that these people that are telling you that the government is attempting to establish a new world order, even when they tell you themselves, they are a bunch of conspiracy theorists. And forget not, Americans, forget not, listeners, those that call people like me that are telling you the truth conspiracy theorists, well, when in fact there is conspiracy taking place, read Jeremiah 11:9, but also consider the source, friends, and also consider the fact that the media has been busted over and over covering for those conspirators, those that are in fact guilty of conspiring against we the people, that are browbeating by calling them names such as conspiracy, they add the word theorists. We need to awake as to what's going on in this country and on a global scale, and what it is, America, that you've allowed your government and your corrupt politicians to do to third world countries. Because you are, in fact, today reaping the very consequence. Hey, friends, let me tell you something. These people that do the things that they do, they think that they're above God. I've highlighted that several times. But you need to keep in mind that they're being used in God's plan. And at the end of the day, they're going to fall into the same pit that they are digging for others, or so they think. And the fact of the matter is, we don't want them to fall into the same ditch with us. We want them to fall into the ditch that they themselves are digging, and that's why we stand up and enforce the laws against their crimes to establish judgment and righteousness on a global scale, friends. Enough is enough. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back after this, and we're going to hit the Black Robe Regiment.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Oh, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to jump online, you can. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean, double E. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, again, double E. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We need to get back to the Bible and the Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. Therefore, we need to know our founding documents. With that said, we're bringing an end, folks, with the truth and the anointing. Isaiah 10:27, to break the yoke of bondage over those that we're called to go to, opening men's eyes and turning them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance. Acts chapter 20, verse 21. Check it out when you get a moment. With that said, friends, I again want to cover a couple things. Just this last weekend, it was Friday and Saturday, we were out in Wisconsin. And we did an event with other preachers that are very well and are like-minded. 1 Corinthians 1:10, read it when you get a moment. With that said, in particular, there was a guy there named Dan Fisher, and he did a program on the Black Robe Regiment. And it was great. The antics, the memorization, the anointing was there to break the yoke of bondage over those that were there. And with that said, friends, I just wanted to highlight some of the things that took place while we were there, and concerning the things that Dan was highlighting, Dan Fisher, and highlighting that of the Black Robe Regiment. Now, for those that didn't know, I've been a Christian for about 23 years. I've been broken for a majority of my life. Psalm 51:17, Psalm 34:18, Isaiah 66:2. Read them when you get a moment. And it's a good thing, because until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of that man. As well, when I first got saved, And I was going through the broken process. I mean, just 1,000 pieces I was broken into. I remember I was just always hungering for righteousness, thirsting for righteousness and hungering for righteousness. And I was filled little by little by little by little until it became where I could honestly say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and that we are to overcome this world by the faith of the Son of God. With that said, when I first got saved, I used to sit in the library after church. I would sit on the floor, and I'd go through all the books that they had in their library. And I'd find books by Charles Spurgeon. I'd find books by John Knox, Martin Luther, Charles Finney, John Wesley, Jonathan Edwards, John Calvin, Smith Wigglesworth, John Alexander Dowie, William and Catherine Booth. And I would take a little from everybody and I would make it my own. And of course, it wasn't me making it my own. It was the Holy Ghost making me his own as I was unified with Christ. And with that said, I got to the point where later on in life, because I had these guys, a cloud of witnesses around me in my offices. I have pictures of Wesley and Finney and Jonathan Edwards and John Knox and John Wesley and William Booth and Catherine Booth. I got that cloud of witness around me constantly reminding me of whom I'm in company with. Though they be not here, let me tell you something, their gifts still speak today. And I want whatever I can get from the Lord because I see how hungry the world is for my Lord. And we again are called to be fishers of men. When I was preaching last week, it was either Friday or Saturday, I just got caught up in the fact that I'm not going to settle for the less of what men settle for. You look across the boards in the United States of America and you look at all these spiritual leaders, folks. Now I want to tell you something for the most part, and this is a fact, have the hat and the t-shirt. My testimony. The higher I go, the more I understand why we're in trouble, because we have nothing but a bunch of compromisers. And what is compromise? Where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. And when you begin to compromise the Word of God, you begin to compromise the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will not bear witness to your compromise, nor your lies. He only bears witness to the truth. And there's so many people that call themselves Christians, and yet Scripture tells us, to he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath the Son hath life. And I see there's such a lack of life in preachers today. Well, if there's no life and there's no witness, it means that the Holy Ghost isn't going to bear witness to that individual because he doesn't have the Son. Go to 1 John chapter 5 when you get a moment. And the Bible says we're to find our faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, not in the wisdom of men's words, 1 Corinthians 2:5 or 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not in word but in power. And furthermore, when you go over to Thessalonians, it says that we have strong confidence and much assurance that they, the listeners, they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the word of God in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. That's foreign to people today. They don't understand the cross. They don't understand, God forbid, that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. They have no idea what that means. Where Paul said, I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. They have no understanding because they've never taken up their cross. And it was the first prerequisite when Jesus said to them, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And then the Pharisees asked the question, or the followers asked the question, so what must we do to be saved? He said, you must know concerning the doctrine. Follow me. Follow me. And yet I see so little of this today in the church. Well, with that said, I also noticed that when I would study men of old, that there was a definite power transition going on concerning the men of old in the church and the men in the present in the church, if you want to call them that, because there is so many effeminate preachers today, friends. They might want to take the time to read 1 Corinthians 6:9. And let me just go off that little branch. off this conversation. Friends, how reproachful. When you look at Christian magazines today, how reproachful, how effeminate, a bunch of pansies. They have the same haircut. Let's just call it for what it is. They look like a bunch of homosexuals. That's what they look like. And by the way, they talk like a bunch of homosexuals. And in many cases, they are homosexuals, sodomites. Okay? They're effeminate. And again, read 1 Corinthians 6:9. And they want to tell you that they have the answers. Now, keep in mind, I just said that they have the answers. Listen, I don't have the answers outside of the Word of God. If I'm not giving you the Word of God and I'm not preaching the cross, then you need to turn the channel. They come up with these programs, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps to get saved, or, you know, one of their curriculums. And it's, folks, we don't need curriculums today. We need those that are the greatest of followers of Christ that you would call a leader. The greatest of leaders in the church are the greatest of followers concerning that of Jesus Christ, John 14:6. And when we follow him, we know what happens. We become fishers of men. But let me go to the next point. The Bible says, greater works will we do than he did because I go unto my Father. And yet there's so many people today that excuse away the gifts of the Spirit. They deny the gifts of the Spirit. The Bible says those that deny the power that you're to withdraw from. And furthermore, I can take it another step. We have so many pastors leading the church today, but yet the Bible doesn't say that the pastors are supposed to lead the church. Pastor is found, one time in the New Testament. Ephesians 4:11. One time. Who leads the church? The apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Where are they at today? Well, they're denounced by these effeminate pastors. They're denounced by them. They want the helm. God didn't give them the helm. And then again, America, you stand back and wonder why there's no power in the church. The church is hand in glove with the world. Furthermore, that's another point. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Especially when the Lord said, come out from among them, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell among you. Or how about this one? James 4:4, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Friends, it doesn't get any more plain than the nose on your face. Or, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God. You know, I had a pastor's wife one time tell me in her biblical illiteracy, literally, said to me, Bradley, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I said, can you show me that in Scripture? Doesn't the Bible say that we're to grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power? Doesn't the Bible say that we are to have the mind of Christ? That we are to set our affections on the things above where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father? Colossians 3:1. Why? Yes, there it is. And there is the problem amongst the church. Now let me bring about the answer on the other side.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump heads to Iowa on Tuesday, he has some strong words for former Vice President Joe Biden.
No, I'd rather run against, I think, Biden than anybody. I think he's the weakest mentally. And I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here. The other ones have much more energy.
both Biden and Trump are holding campaign rallies in Iowa. The acting secretary of the Homeland Security Department is warning about an unprecedented crisis at the southern border. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Kevin McAleland says President Trump is tackling the problem.
The administration is doing everything within our power to secure the border and restore integrity to our immigration system, including new agreements with Mexico and Guatemala designed to reduce the flow reaching the U.S. border.
McAleland blames those gaps on weaknesses in U.S. immigration laws. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Kind of shooting from the hip during the last segment, but just talking about a definite distinction between the old timers, those that were used to establish what we have today, and what you see in the present. Hey, folks, stark contrast. Complete. No, folks, the Holy Ghost in men of old, a lack thereof in the present. That's why there's no power in the church in America. And I'm talking about those that call themselves the church. They're counterfeits is what they are. They're pretenders. They're the Pharisees that Jesus rebuked. And with that said, one of the main reasons that this took place in America, by the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, if you look to Deuteronomy 8:18, he said, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for he it is that giveth power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto your fathers, as it is this day." Okay? He warned us not to forget him in prosperity. And then he said in Deuteronomy 8:19, "And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you that this day that you shall surely perish." You know, there's so many people today, especially in America, praying that the Lord will bless them. And then when they don't get what they want, they turn away and they're enemies towards God. You know, the reason that so many people today in the American church don't get the things that they want, it's because it's their desires and not the Lord's desires. And if the Lord is to give them their desires, it would be the very thing that would turn their back the other direction, walking away from the Lord. You know, poverty has killed its thousands, friends, but posterity, its tens of thousands. I'm talking about those that may be in hell today. How many people, when they get what they want, they have no more need for the living God? And it shows you whose desires they are. And again, if they don't get what they want, then they get mad at God. Well, the fact of the matter is, the Lord promised you the cross. He says, come, I bid thee, come and die. That is Christianity. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Okay, that's the cross. To he who loves me will follow me through thick and thin, through regeneration, like that of the disciples in John 6, when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, many of his disciples followed him no more because they said that this is a hard saying. But do you remember when Jesus looked at Peter and said, are you also going to leave? And he said, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of life. There is a hearer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. He had ears to hear and he had eyes to see. Though he kept sticking both feet in his mouth, he was learning like the rest of us. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in. Amen. So going fast forward, what I didn't want to do and what I don't want to do, friends, is talk about men of God that knew the Lord. Listen, I hold them in the highest respect. And we all know it tells us in the book of Malachi that a book was written concerning those that feared the Lord, a book of remembrance. Yep, and that's why I talk about these men now. Now they've inherited the kingdom. And now it's my turn. And I want to know the Christ that they serve, because Christ promised to do for me what he did for them. How could I settle for anything less? Does the Bible not say, limit not the Holy One of Israel? Why, yes, it does. And how do we look at scriptures, friends, and see where Jesus said in the book of John, okay, the Spirit of Christ, okay, all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, the Father, the Holy Ghost, right? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, forgive me. Is it not interesting that the Lord said all the books in the world couldn't contain the miracles that Jesus did? And again, Jesus turns and looks at us and he says, greater works will you do than I did. How can we turn and walk away from the promises that he gave us? If we haven't received the Holy Ghost in power, how do we justify that? Other than the fact that we're still in our sins and we're dead in our sins. 1 Corinthians 15. You can't. And the fact of the matter is, when we see that the Lord promised to his church more than what he had, I'll tell you what, it's on. And I'm going to spend my life until the world sees Jesus Christ and him alone. Period. Not Bradley Dean, but Jesus Christ. Where there's no denying he it is that liveth in me. And they were touched by the living Christ who is alive forevermore. We are called as the church to be witnesses of the resurrection. Period. Period. And this is another thing. The Bible says that knowledge puffeth up. I can't stand when people sit around and just talk scripture all day and they have no idea what they're talking about. It reminds me of when I used to watch the Band of Brothers. And I think about all those guys that paid the price to give us the freedoms that we have. And I remember that during every segment in that documentary, before it told their story, they would ask the real veterans what the deal was. What happened? Tell us your story. And almost, friends, half of the time, these veterans would tear up or they didn't want to talk about the things that they seen and partook with in war. And what do we see today? We see yet the historians come right behind the veterans and they can tell you everything you want to know about the war and they were never in the war. I don't want to hear from them. I want to hear from those that have the scars, the testimonies. And so it is in the church again today. Now, moving on, friends. So it is with the things of Christ. So it is when I make contact with people. Payday for Bradley Dean is going out there and being with the people. Again, it's not hiding behind the mic. It's not playing the paper tiger. It's when I'm out there and I'm a part of it concerning the culture war and bringing the kingdom of God to the people. Friends, though the kingdom be within us, folks, demonstration follows real ministry. and that he would drop down and pour out his spirit upon those that were called to go to, that righteousness and salvations would spring forth. Also go over to Ezekiel 37 when you get a moment. Friends, when we look at our founding forefathers, even the patriarchs like David, remember when David said in Psalm 71, 18 and 19, he said, "Oh God, forsake me not until I've showed thy strength unto this generation." Is that your prayer? "And thy power to everyone that is to come." Is that your prayer? It's scripture, friends. We're the seed of David, according to the flesh. David said, "Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee?" Nobody's like unto thee. Well, then listen, if you're a Christian and you understand what he just said, the world's dying to see him. And we need to get out of the way. And again, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that meet him according to those that obey. Right? That's what scripture tells us in the book of Acts. Now, it's also interesting to note that the Bible tells us that if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give unto those that ask him of the Holy Ghost? He promised to give it to those that meet him on his terms. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men were among you for your sakes." Now, bringing it closer to the biblical patriarchs is our founding fathers, who, concerning the bloodline and concerning the present time from the very beginning to where we're at today, our founding forefathers, namely the Black Robe Regiment, they sacrificed themselves in order that their posterity, which is me and you, might have freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Again, I'm speaking now of, namely, the Black Robe Regiment. When we look at Roger Sherman, an architect and the signer of the Declaration of Independence, put this in contrast to what you see today, friends. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." Those boys, those men, knew first how to pray, and secondly, they knew how to act, didn't they? Yeah, they sure did. I mean, again, how does Roger Sherman's words line up with what you're seeing in America today? Today we have nothing but a bunch of, again, effeminate and godless hirelings who are afraid of their own shadows, friends. And by the way, to all these fearful men, do keep in mind that you are number one on the list of those that will be damned. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. Charles Spurgeon said a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. It's exactly what's happening today. It's exactly what's happening today. You know, the Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I say get rid of the lump. Folks, I say get rid of the leaven in the lump. In this country, it's the whole lump for the most part. And that's not an over-exaggeration in any sense of the word. A time will come, and instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. Is that not what's happening today? It is. You know, John 10:12 lines up to what Charles said. "But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep." It's interesting today, those that call themselves shepherds, pastors leading the flock who have no business doing so, they have it upside down. It's interesting that they're opening the doors to the wolves to devour the sheep. He's a hireling, scripture tells us. Yes, we're talking about what's happening in America today. We're going to take Steve right on the other side of the break. Steve from Minnesota. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take Steve from Minnesota. It's raining here, actually, right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Steve?
Hey, when you were bringing up just before break, it kind of reminded me of the old story about the Judas Goat. Did you ever hear about the Judas Goat?
I think I have. Refresh my memory.
Well, at the slaughterhouse, when they bring the sheep in to slaughter them, they'd always stay in the truck, and it would work them up to sit there and try to chase them up. So they had a separate aisle next to the truck where it would open up, and a goat would walk up the aisle where they were supposed to go to be slaughtered, and then it would turn a corner and go away. And the sheep would just run after that goat and go get slaughtered, and they called it the Judas Goat.
Gotcha.
And that was the name for it. And it kind of makes me think of the church today. I mean, they seem to be apologizing more for God than saying they should follow God. I mean, they're everything the world's doing, they act like we should be upset. Like when we used to homeschool, you know, everybody was acting like our kids were, you know, being deprived by being homeschooled. And it's like, well, I don't have somebody wicked trying to tell my daughter to follow that messed up lifestyle that they're teaching in the schools. Why would I be sad of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like getting hit with a hammer is something you should be feeling bad you're not going to have happen.
Steve, you're pre- preaching to the choir here, brother. And it's like, I totally get it. And again, I see it all day long. And again, this is, you know, this isn't standing back and justifying myself by telling everybody what they're doing wrong and doing nothing in response. Listen, folks, I live my life righting the wrongs. Let me tell you, we're not just cursing the darkness, but we're also leading by lighting the candle. And it's just the fact of the matter, what Steve's talking about right now.
Remember, you know, remember the lifestyles that you and me came from. And when I was quitting drinking, I was talking to other people, and they were sitting there saying how sad they were that they couldn't drink anymore. And I was like, yep. Are you kidding me? The suffering yep. it caused me, I was so glad I finally decided to quit doing that. I couldn't, you know, it's like, how could you be sad that you don't get to hurt yourself that way anymore? You know,
they never repent. Yeah, they never repented, Steve. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. How many people, knowing what they know now, if they're a born-again Christian, John 3:3, okay, not to get weird, folks, but it is factual and it's scriptural, just so you know. Just because you've seen a couple weird ones, there always seems to be a bunch of those people, but there are real ones within the circle as well, friends. And let's keep our eyes on the real, not so much as the counterfeit. But the point is that when you begin to... Steve, I'm sorry. I got two things going on here. What was your last point that you just made? Is this a sign of getting old?
Probably. You and me are close to the same age. But, I don't know if we bring up being in school together, but anyways, they should be happy that God saved them from all this. They should be happy that lifestyle.
That's right. I was going to say, how many people that are born of the Spirit of God today would go back and relive their lives as to what Christ redeemed them from if they had the opportunity to? I mean, and there's people that say things that they don't realize. Wait a second. If I was born of the Spirit, then I'd do the things of the Spirit. I'd feed on the things of the Spirit, and I would become the things of the Spirit in Christ. Well, if you feed on the things of the world, you're going to succumb. If you feed on the things of Christ, you're going to overcome. And you can always tell the underachievers, I'm saying, in the Spirit, or the succumbers to the Spirit of the world, because they've never been born of the Spirit. And if they had, they can only live on the bread of life, which they failed to feed upon. I wouldn't. I mean, I, you know, your carnal mind will go back and say, if I could do everything again all over, what would I do? Would I leave a better life? Would I want to live without the Spirit of Christ? Well, listen, He gives us the power to overcome ourselves, and that's the greatest blessing of them all. And then we find ourselves in Christ overcoming in life, not without warfare, but in warfare. And that's what I like about when I have my, when I share my testimony with people, Steve, I can tell them it's like, you know, I'm born for war. As much as I hate war, I'm born for it. I find myself being compelled into war to right the wrongs. Well, that shows you that you're born of the Spirit, like that of Peter in John 21, where Jesus said to him, listen, if you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my sheep. And then he said, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go, but now when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. Well, that shows you His will, and it shows you His call. And I'll tell you what, I would never in a million years, by the grace of God, want to turn around and live my sinful, miserable life again, because the devil will charge you a lot more than you want to pay, and he definitely wants to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, they're kind of like carpenters that say they have to hit their hand every now and then just to know that they want to have good aim for the nail. I mean, you know, if you have to suffer to know that suffering's bad, I mean, they should read the book.
You know, and it's crazy, isn't it? How many times we have to hit our heads against the wall before we finally figure out if we're the child of God. That wall's been put there to show us the wall's not going to break, but it's going to be your head. It's a good place to be. It's better for us to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon us. Let's learn the lesson so we don't have to keep going down that road. With that, thank you, Steve. I get a kick out of you every single time you call, and I love what you bring bring to the table. Steve's also a commentator, friends. He's a contributor over at the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Do check out his articles because they're second to none. Again, I appreciate the phone call. For the sake of time, we're talking about the Black Robe Regiment. Now, what I want to do with the remainder of the time that we have here, it's 2:54. We have another 4 minutes here. I want to just highlight some of the things that were said by the Black Robe Regiment, those that fought with our forefathers to give us what we have today. And I'm also going to highlight some of the historians, okay? Now listen to this. B.F. Morris, a historian, 1864, said, talking of the church, the founding church in this country, no class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. Is that what you're seeing today? Nope, not even close. Frank Moore, historian, 1862. The preachers of the revolution did not hesitate to attack the great political and social evils of the day. Today, what do you see? Just the exact opposite. The greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda and the abortion industry and Muslim infiltration in the United States of America are the professed Christians in this country, friends. A lack thereof. Here's another one for you. John Wingate Thornton, historian, 1860. To the pulpit, we owe the moral force which was our independence. They prepared for the struggle and went into battle, not as soldiers of fortune, but with the word of God in their hearts and trusting in Him. Wow. England sent her armies, he said, to compel submission, and the colonists appealed to heaven. How does this jive with the American church today, friends? James L. Adams, author and journalist, in 1989 said, the righteous rebellion began in the churches before spilling out into the streets of Boston and the rural regions of the colonies. In 1776, mixing politics and religion was as common as drinking smuggled tea. Well, let me tell you something, friends. James Wilson said religion and politics, they're one and the same. They're the two sciences that run together. Of course, why? Because God gave the government, Exodus 18:21. James Adams said, the Christian ministers of war had done their job well, infusing their congregants with the feelings that they were first and foremost Christian soldiers. That's right. Interestingly enough, Paul uses the same vernacular. The Christian ministers of war. Oh, did they serve the man of war? Did they follow the line of the tribe of Judah into war, the Prince of Peace? Why, yes, they did. The Christian ministers of war had done their job well, infusing their congregants with the feeling that they were first and foremost Christian soldiers. He said, the poorly armed, ragtag American recruits set forth to do battle. In the process, they would turn the world upside down. Sound like scripture, friends? Yes, it does. How do you put that into contrast with what you see today, America? Not even close, for the most part. Moses Mather, 1775, said, since we are compelled to take up the sword, forced to, because the tyrant king across the pond and his mighty military force, the strongest in the world during that time, would not take up their olive branch. He would have no meeting middle ground with these people in the sense of, listen, you have violated our rights, you've usurped our rights, and we're sick and tired of it. Either this stops or we're throwing you off. Okay? He would have not assent to the laws or the agreements of our colonial friends in any sense of the word, the Black Robe Regiment. William Gordon said in 1777, we are not fighting against the name of the king, but the tyrant. And if we sailor that tyrant or tyranny under another name, we only change our master without getting rid of the slavery.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies.
Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.